This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto the Kona Edge. It is Monday. I am still Brad Brown, and it's awesome to have you with us. A couple of good Ironman races around the world as well this weekend. If you raced, congratulations. I hope you managed to achieve your goals. I know in our Facebook group, our Kona Edge Facebook group, there was some serious FOMO going on, particularly from our Australian contingents, with a lot of the Aussies up at Ironman Australia this weekend in Port Macquarie. But a few of the Aussies who we've spoken to on the podcast and a couple of our patrons not racing this weekend, building up to something a little bit later on in the year. But if you did, congratulations. I hope you managed to achieve everything that you were chasing. And also, I think one of the big talking points this past weekend, if you're listening to us on the Monday that we recorded, was the Nike sub-2-hour marathon event. Let me know your thoughts. I'd love to know what you think of it. Drop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com, or hop into the Facebook group. Just go to thekonaedge.com/Facebook. We've just hit 1,000 members in that Facebook group, and I'd love to connect with you there. Coming up on today's podcast, by the way, we're going to be chatting up with Tim Ray once again to chat a little bit about his run. That's coming up in just a bit. It's time to check in with the Coach's Corner, and the coach we are featuring today is Marnie Soumbal. For the last 11 years, Marnie and Carl Soumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As longtime competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletics accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, their athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri-Marnie Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri-Marnie believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help you, the triathletes, develop and excel on race day. Between them, they've both successfully completed 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed at the Ironman World Championships on the Big Island a total of 6 times. Marnie's a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is a experienced retool bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them, they've got many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers, and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. If you'd like to find out more about Tri-Marnie Coaching, the website to get to is trimarniecoach.com, the link as well. And more info is on thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you're a coach and you'd like to get featured on the Kona Edge, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and all the details are there. Time to chat some running now, and we head back to just outside Sydney in Australia to catch up with Tim Ray. Tim, welcome back. It's good to catch up.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Thanks for me back on. It's good to catch up for another chat.
Tim, the run, you mentioned in your chat about the swim that no one's ever won an Ironman because of their swim, but they sure have lost it. But the run is the business end. That's where it all comes down to. How would you rate your run?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that developed, and it's been something that that has sort of worked well in my favour. I mean, I'd done a bit of running before I got into triathlon and had managed to do a couple of half marathons, and actually ran a very pitiful marathon, but it was more just ticking the distance off. But it was something from day one. I knew it was never something that was overly going to blow out, and I guess then since my first sort of 70.3 distance in late 2014, it's been something that I've worked on, and I've sort of taken my run from sort of 130s off the bike down to just under 120. And yeah, I guess it's something that it's still not where I want it. And I know there's definitely lots of room to work there, and it's something that I'm going to really need to work on this year as I move into the pro ranks, as we discussed earlier. But yeah, I know it's sort of in the mix, and it's sort of been where it needs to be or there or thereabouts in age group racing. But yeah, I've definitely got lots to work on. So
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously made great strides. I mean, those times have come down significantly. What are you currently working on now? What are some of the things you're focusing on?
I guess right now I've actually had earlier this year, and I've really only just got back into it. I had about 6 weeks off running. So I changed some cleats on my bike shoes, and it ended up over 6 weeks getting, caused me a bit of grief in my left ITB, which turned into an ITB bursitis. So I couldn't run for too long there, and I've only been back running for, 3 solid weeks now. So I guess I'm back running pain free, which is a big relief. And I am just working on building up some mileage again. I've sort of last 3 weeks run about 30 to 35 Ks, sort of still taking it, run a day, have a day off, which has been good, and sort of getting some extra work done with the physio. But yeah, I guess in a normal week, in a normal training block, I sort of focus, definitely have 1 to 2 speed workouts, which will be a variety of probably 1K repeats on the track. You know, you might have an hour 10 run, which will be, you know, 20 minutes warm up, get in and run 8 or 9 1K is at probably around 70.3 pace, and then sort of a warm down. That's then also in the week, I'd probably have a couple of general 45 to an hour runs, literally, which is just aerobic conditioning. So whether that's quite a lower heart rate than what I'm racing at, obviously, and then also would have brick run off the bike Saturday after a long ride, usually a longer run Sunday, which can at times lead into a race, have some specifics built into it. Might incorporate a bit of a build run over 80 minutes. So yeah, a real variety.
It sounds like you're on top of everything though. Injuries, you've obviously been plagued with them even before triathlon. In your rugby days, you've done a couple of knees and a couple of shoulders. Bouncing back from injury is really frustrating, particularly around the run, because once you've been around the sport for a while, it's so easy to try and rush yourself back, but that's essentially the worst thing you can do. You really need to build up slowly, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's apart from my injuries prior to triathlon, I've actually been quite lucky, touch wood, and I've never had I guess major injuries that have knocked me out for a bit of time. I have had and do have a bit of an ongoing plantar fasciitis in both feet, but at times it's actually quite manageable and drops right off, and I only notice it when I really pick up to some big run weeks. But it's in a manageable position, and then yeah, having recently had this ITP issue, it's funny, you go from, you know, being able to go out for long runs and, you know, knock out 30 Ks at a really decent pace leading into an Ironman build, and then I was at a point there not long ago where I was sort of going out for test runs, and I tried to run 2Ks, sort of 6 minute 30Ks on grass, and I mean, I got 1K in and the pain was excruciating and I had to stop, and that kind of really hit home that, yep, I really do have a problem, I really got to do something about it, and this is time off running. And that was, I guess, where I said before, I used it to my advantage. And, you know, luckily with this sport, this other discipline, so I used it to get a lot of time in the pool. I was still riding a fair bit, but I found that it kept up a bit of inflammation in my knee. So I had to, for a couple of weeks there, drop that off as well, and really picked up the swimming. But, yeah, rushing back into injury, I mean, you can rush back and it might be good for a little bit of time, and it's one thing of treating a problem, but it's also figuring out why the problem's arisen in the first place and what's a way to get rid of it and make sure that it's not going to come back. So,
absolutely. Tim, what are some of the things you love, some of the workouts you love doing on the run?
I love my long runs on Sundays. I do them at different times of the day, and if it's a day on a Sunday where I really do need to sort of sleep in and catch up on some sleep, I will do that and head out later in the day or even late afternoon into dusk at night. I think that's an awesome time to run. But then again, I do love getting up early and, you know, starting your run in the dark, and it's nice to come home at, you know, you've got an hour and a half run in the bank and you're sort of heading home. There's still people rolling in from the night before, and yeah, love Sunday long runs. I also love, back into last year, I was doing some double run days, usually on a Tuesday or Wednesday, which would sort of be, I'd have a swim first thing and then I'd sort of get in a very hard track run, which was probably 80 minutes, which, as I said before, would involve sort of 8 to 9 1Kers at somewhere between 70.3 to Olympic distance pace, with quite a quick turnaround. So it was sort of really high threshold work and was really a tough session. And then I'd back that up and just head out for a nice, easy sort of aerobic run, you know, 5 to 5.30 pace in the afternoons and get another 10 to 12 Ks in. So it would turn around to be at times up to a 25K run day, but just such a varying of intensity and sort of mixing it up. And that was, yeah, as hard as it was at the time doing the 1Ks and then also to get yourself up and get back out for that second run, it was, it was certainly a day and I guess a couple of sessions that I really enjoyed.
Tim, thank you so much for that. Much appreciated. Love chatting to you on this edition of the Kona Edge. Look forward to finding out a little bit more about your nutrition strategy the next time we touch base. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, injury can play havoc when it comes to your Ironman run, but some good tips there from Tim. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before I go, though, a quick iTunes review, and this one saying essential Ironman listening, a 5-star review from Ian Reed saying this is the podcast for any triathlete that dreams of qualifying for Kona. Ian Reed, your check is in the post, mate. Thank you so much for that. What a cool review. Much appreciated. And if you haven't left one yet, I'd appreciate it even more. All you have to do is head over to iTunes, search for The Kona Edge, leave us a review and a rating, and it just helps us spread this message about the sport that we all love so much. So thanks for listening today. We'll have another one for you in an upcoming edition of The Kona Edge. Thanks for myself, Brad Brown. It's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on thekonaedge.com/running seminar.